morning and welcome to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.
Here's our Dr. Sloop.
Thanks, Duke. Good morning and welcome to Wellspring, a live broadcast sponsored by Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital. The highly trained team at Zeeland Community Hospital is dedicated to meeting the needs of bariatric patients. This morning, Lori Walters, coordinator of the bariatric program, is here to talk about bariatric surgery options. She's joined by Ronnie, who will share her personal weight loss success story. Good morning, Lori and Ronnie.
Good morning. Good morning.
And nice to have you here. Lori, how long have patients been able to have bariatric or weight loss surgery at Zeeland Community Hospital?
Sarah, we started doing surgeries at Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital in December of 2011.
And tell us about the team.
Sure. It's a multidisciplinary team. We have Dr. Schramm and Dr. Holman as our surgeons. We have lots of surgical nurses. We have dietitians, exercise therapists, we have social workers that do the support groups, we have floor nurses and office staff. They do a great job and help them along the way in their journey.
And what is your role as bariatric coordinator?
Oh, boy. I got lots of hats these days, but I love it. My real role is to be a liaison for the patients between the office and the hospital. I make sure that all the things are taken care of for them preoperatively. I see them postoperatively at the hospital and just make sure that their questions are answered and their care is given correctly.
So how will bariatric surgery help someone lose weight?
You know, I have heard Dr. Schramm say it 100 times to his patients, and he always refers to it as a tool, and that tool is given to them by his God-given talents as a surgeon to do that surgery, but they have to make that commitment in the dietary changes, the physical and emotional changes in order for them to be successful.
And bariatric surgery is successful for most people, isn't it?
It is very successful. We have just seen great, great success. We have an annual celebration at the hospital every year, and we get to see those folks come back, some of them at different points in their journey, but some have been a year out, some have been 2 or 3 months out. But the success is not just in the weight alone, but I think the biggest success we hear is that they feel healthy, that they feel good and great again, and that to me means more than just that weight loss in the pound.
And here to share her success story is one of the people that was at the reunion, and Ronnie actually shared several weeks ago. So when I was looking for someone to be on the show, somebody said, get Ronnie on to share her story because she has quite the story. Ronnie, so thanks for being here because I know, you know, maybe stepping out of your comfort zone a little bit, but we appreciate it. What was life like for you before you had bariatric surgery?
Well, I was always on the latest and greatest diets.
And was it successful?
No, they were not.
And, you know, struggling at the top of your weight, what were you?
I was at 240 pounds.
240 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, you talk about, you know, you were in part of, you know, those diets. Were any of them successful as you, through the years?
For a couple of months. And then I went back to my old habits and I would gain all the weight back plus some.
Okay, so what made you decide that there had to be a change in your life? You had some health concerns, correct?
I did. I was diabetic, and when I went to my PCP for a diabetic checkup, I was told that my A1C level was at 9.6, and my fasting glucose was at 223, and my ferritin level was at 1,271.
Okay. What did you think when you heard those numbers?
I was scared. It scared me. It was life-changing, actually, because it was just a very scary moment.
Right. And, you know, Lori, you know, from a nurse's standpoint, when she's talking about those numbers, a number of 210, a normal blood glucose should be what?
Yeah, it should be 96 or so, right around just under 100.
Right. And when you're talking an A1C, for people who don't know what an A1C is, that measures what your blood glucose has been over for several months, right?
Right.
And what's a normal level for that?
We like it about between 5 and 7, no higher than 7.
So when Ronnie Tony has a level of a 9-point whatever it was. That's at a dangerous level.
Very dangerous.
So, you know, Ronnie, you know, after you had, you know, your PCP told you that, what did she say about your diabetes?
She said I needed to get it under control.
And she put you on insulin.
She did. I was put on insulin, and I had to see a specialist for my liver.
So all of a sudden, you started to say, wow, things are going on with my body, you know, with my health. And so you started to research bariatric surgery, didn't
right,
you?
Right, right. Yeah, being put on insulin just was not good for me. So I, that same week, I decided this is it, and I started to do research, and that's when I found Dr. Schramm.
Lori, let's talk about the bariatric surgical procedures. Please
sure.
give us an overview of them.
Sure. I'm going to just back up real quick. I think you asked Ronnie what was life like before you had your bariatric surgery. And I just a couple thoughts come to mind. I'd like to chime in there first for what I've heard from my patients. Most of those folks tell me they're unable to cut their toenails, unable to cross their legs. They get in the car and they can't buckle their normal seatbelt any longer. Unable to fit in a restaurant booth or a theater seat, and really having trouble with that. I had one gal tell me she went on a plane ride and couldn't fit in the regular plane seat and had to be moved further ahead to another costly seat because of her size, and came back after the surgery and was just thrilled to tell me she didn't need the extension belt and that she could fit in a regular size. And for her, that was life-changing as well.
Well, so. And you know, you're talking about in terms of weight, but a lot of the people that have the surgery also have health issues, don't they?
Correct. A lot of comorbidities go along with that. Correct.
So let's talk about some of the procedures.
Okay. I'd love to tell you. We do three main ones over at Spectrum Health Zealand, and the first one is called a gastric band, and that's a silicone band that's placed around the upper portion of the stomach, and it creates a small pouch where that pouch is about a 30 ml, which is about 1 ounce size. The stomach holds less food. The patient then feels full faster, and then the digestion can occur normally. And that's a pretty minimal surgery to have. The gastric sleeve is the second type. That stomach is actually divided vertically, and 85% of your stomach is removed. The pouch that's left there is about 100 to 250 mLs, so we're talking a few ounces, and this surgery is not reversible. The third type we do is called a gastric bypass, or a Roux-en-Y, and the upper portion of the stomach is separated from the remaining stomach, and that also creates a pouch that's about an ounce. The jejunum is attached to the upper stomach reservoir, and then the lower portion of the stomach with the attached duodenum will be connected to the jejunum further down. A little more invasive, obviously, a little longer stay in the hospital.
So, Ronnie, you know, you researched and you decided that, you know, surgery was something that you wanted to pursue. So did you go to your PCP called Dr. Schramm? How did you prepare for the surgery?
Well, first I asked my PCP if she thought that was a surgery for me, and she said yes. So then that's when I contacted Dr. Schramm's office, and they set me up with a meeting, and they go over the three procedures Lori just talked about, and you decide what you want to do. And from there, I decided on the sleeve. My insurance required a 6-month physician-assisted diet. And so during those 6 months, you learn all the rules, all the life changes that you're going to do.
And was that helpful?
Yes, very, very helpful. At first, I thought 6 months, that's going to take forever. But really, I found that it just helped me immensely. You learn different things like you can't drink water 15 minutes before to 30 minutes after your meal. You have to chew your meal slowly, eat very slowly, can't use a straw. Different things that you're going to have to do for the rest of your life.
Okay, so that 6-month time period went on and you had the procedure. What procedure did you have?
I had the sleeve.
Okay, and the sleeve again, Lori, remind us, or Ronnie, what is that again?
That's where 85% of the stomach is actually removed.
So, Ronnie, how long did the surgery take?
The surgery itself took about 45 minutes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And after the surgery, how did you feel?
I was in some pain, but, you know, I was ready. Those 6 months really just prepared me for the change.
And how long were you in the hospital?
I was 2 days, one night.
Lori, is it typical for someone to be in the hospital for that period of time?
Yeah, we the insurance usually approves a patient for a hospital stay, and usually the amount of time that's given is two nights stay. We have found with our bands, actually, the bands go home the same day as surgery. The sleeves and the Roux-en wire bypass surgeries, those patients usually stay a night. Our length of stay is shorter than most. Our patients do very well. We use pain medications and the anesthesia and things for the nausea right away to combat all that. So we've had a huge success, and our length of stay is usually one night.
Wow. Ronnie, what food could you eat after the surgery?
Well, right after surgery, it was just liquids. So protein shakes, water, sugar-free Jell-O, sugar-free popsicles.
How much food could you eat?
Very little. The first week, the first couple of days, it would take me a whole day sipping on a 16-ounce protein shake.
And did you feel hungry?
Not in my stomach, but in my head I did.
And that's part of it, isn't it? That mental change.
Right. That's the biggest part, I think.
Lori, are there certain foods that people need to avoid after surgery?
Yeah, that's a complicated question, Sarah. I'm not going to. Each of those different types of surgeries require a little different. Probably the main things that go across the board is while they're in the hospital, we tell them no caffeine, no carbonation, no straws. Post-surgery, you really do have to do a slow introduction to foods. And then the different types, dietitians, you meet with them at the office and through the hospital, and all the written materials we give you to actually set it up in a day-to-day. As the weeks go on, you can add more in, and we do that very slowly.
Ronnie, what was the recuperation like?
Well, the first week I was in some pain, but I went through my process of sipping water, sipping the protein shakes, and walking. Walking helped a lot. So just up that, 15 minutes here, 20 minutes there, and just working my way up.
When were you able to return to work?
After 3 weeks.
After 3 weeks.
Yes.
Lori, how do Dr. Schramm and Dr. Holman and the staff at Zeeland Community Hospital support someone through the process?
Oh, they do a great job. I am so pleased to work with them. I think the thing that I appreciate is everyone treats everyone with such kindness and warmth. We've done a lot at the hospital to give, to make sure that we're meeting the needs of these patients, from special equipment to, making sure we're not having the smells of food coming at them, and just different things. So when we started doing this back in 2011, it took a lot of planning and a lot of thinking, and it has really paid off. Dr. Schramm and Dr. Holman do a great job in the surgeries themselves and getting the patients to us. We give great care. We have great nurses at the hospital. I know the patients. I try to get in and talk to all the patients post-op, and they do very well. There's always a nausea. There's some pain afterwards, obviously, but the medications are ordered right away so the patients can get those as they need them. I just think the post-op care is given to them in such a way that I've heard such great success stories. I'm just thrilled.
Ronnie, you said at the beginning of the show that the reason that you decided on the surgery was because of your health. Are you still on insulin?
No, I am totally off of insulin, totally off of the metformin.
So your levels are normal?
Yes. My A1C is at 5.6. My fasting glucose is at between 80 and 90. And my ferritin level is at 278.
And you've also lost weight.
Yes. I have lost 64 pounds. And that's from the beginning of the bariatric surgery. From my heaviest, I've lost 87 pounds.
Isn't that tremendous, Juke?
Sure is.
And you have a goal to lose 15 more pounds, don't you? How are you doing this?
I track all of my food intake. I do 60 minutes of cardio 6 to 7 days a week. I do 45 minutes of Pilates twice a week. And every other day, I do about 10 minutes of strength training.
How has the surgery helped you in other ways? I mean, in terms of your self-esteem or confidence level?
Right. It's phenomenal, the change. Lori talked about the bariatric reunion. I was asked to stand up and tell my story, and I said yes, and I would have never done that.
Thank goodness for us.
Yes, public speaking, not my thing, but I'm learning to put myself out there. And, you know, I'm not on the sidelines anymore with my children. I'm out there playing with them. The biggest thing, food is not my go-to for everything to celebrate. You know, my successes, my victories, I go out and buy clothing or shoes or something. I don't go out to eat anymore to celebrate.
And we're out of time. But Lori, for more information about bariatric surgery, people can call what number?
Yes, the number to call is Spectrum Health Medical Group Bariatric Surgery Office. That number is 994-6677. And there's also a website called the shmg.org /bariatrics, and that will give you the dates and times of the seminars.
And until next week, Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital wishes you well.
Thanks for listening to Wellspring, a service of Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital on 1450 WHTC, your hometown station.